I once again welcome everyone to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Holiness Navayogendra Swami Maharaj to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam. Before handing the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over to give the brief introduction about Maharaj to Praveen Govind Prabhuji. Are you present on the call, Prabhuji?
Thank you, Mataji. My Dhanvat Pranams to all the devotees on the call. Dhanvat Pranam Maharaj. His Holiness Navayogendra Swami Maharaj is a Naishthika Brahmachari who left home at a very young age of 9 years to become a sadhu. He lived in the jungles, returned home again, and left at the age of 17 years.
He lived at Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Became a disciple of His Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada in the year 1974. His Holiness took sannyas in the year 1975 at the age of 29. After taking sannyas, His Holiness traveled around the world over a dozen times to preach for preaching purposes. He can preach the Vedic philosophy in several languages such as Dogri, Urdu, Punjabi, English, Bengali, Gujarati, and some of the African languages. He was instrumental in developing, establishing, running temples and preaching centers at Africa, England, America, Chandigarh, Vrindavan, Udhampur, Katra, Lucknow, Amritsar, Maharashtra, etc. He starts his day at 2 a.m. and goes on preaching till midnight. He's very loving and affectionate with people and helps them solve their problems. He has lectured at several universities in India and abroad. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dhanvat Pranam. Please accept our humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for giving your very valuable time and association to us to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam. I would like to hand over the call to you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लवा गिरिवर धारी
गोपी जन
गोपी जन बल्लवा गिरिवर धारी
गोपी जन
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
राधा माधव कुंज
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
राधा
बिहारी
जय राधा
गोपी जन बल्लवा गिरीवर धारी
गोपी जन
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य स्त्रोत सचरी सुमसला भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य स्त्रोत सचरी सुमसला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन विविटी फाउंडाचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्तविंद की जय। श्री श्री गौर राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की जय। श्री धाम मायापुर धाम की जय। श्री श्री यमुना मई गंगा मई की जय। श्री श्री तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। श्री श्री साम वेद भक्त बिंद की जय। श्री श्री युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री श्री संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। आवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस मोस्ट मर्सीफुल सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड बाय स्प्रेडिंग सनातन धर्म holy name all over the world patit pavan shila prabhupad ki patit pavan shila prabhupad transcendental book distribution ki bolo ram chandra bhagwan ki bolo sita ram lakshman hanuman ki all glories to sambal devotees All glories to Sambal devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gaurang. All glories to His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnana Timulandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मायम ददाति स्वापदांतिकम वंदे हम श्री गुरु श्री युतपद कमलम श्री गुरम वैष्णवाम च श्री रूपम सागर जातम साहा घना रघुनाथम वितम तम सजीवम साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजना सहितम् कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखावितम। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपी का कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु वैवचा पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। टुगेदर एवरीवन, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी के नाम ने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचार ने निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश ने। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। डियर डिबोटीज ब्रदर्स एंड मदर्स यंग एंड ओल्ड एवरीबॉडी इज वेलकम इन दिस प्रोग्राम। So, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, I am taking Canto 9. Canto 9 is the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. Chapter 10, verse 53. Chapter 9, verse 10. Chapter 10. Canto 9, Chapter 10, Verse 53. So, I will recite myself. Nadi vyadhi jara glani dukkha shoka maya kalama mrityus chanchatam nashit name rajani adhokshade. Translation. When Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was the king of this world, all bodily and mental sufferings, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear and fatigue were completely absent. There was even no death for those who didn't want it. Purport by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, greater founder of ISKCON. All these facilities existed because of Lord Ramchandra's presence as the king of the entire world. Facilities which I just recited, no mental suffering, no bodily suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear and fatigue. Because of the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Ram. Even in this age, please pay attention. even in this age called Kali, the worst of all ages. This Kali Yuga is worst of all the ages. Kali Yuga is not good age. Satyuga, golden age, then copper age, and then silver age, then copper age, and then the iron age. This Kali Yuga is the iron age, worse and full of problems. The worst of all ages. It is said, Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Though this Kali Yuga is worse, it's not good age. When Maharaja Parikshit was ruling this planet, people were very happy, and he was very, very noble, wonderful king, taking care of his subjects very nicely. Once he was in the forest, so he saw one black man dressed in a kingly clothes. He was dressed like a king. And he was trying to kill a cow. So Maharaja Parikshit, when he saw, immediately he shouted, "Who the hell you are killing a cow in my kingdom?" He immediately wanted to kill him. But Kali surrendered his hands up. He surrendered unto Maharaja Parikshit. He said, "My dear king, if you like, you can kill me, but before you kill me, please listen to me." When he surrendered, even when criminals surrenders, those cops won't kill them because he has surrendered. He said, "There's no doubt during my reign, there will be so many problems. People will have so many difficulties, so many problems. People will be breaking all the regulatory principles, meat eating, drinking, illicit sex life, gambling, all kinds of these things will be there in Kali Yuga. But during my reign, there will be one good quality. Shukdev Maharaj, mentioning this to Parikshit Maharaj, he's saying, "Kalo doshe nidhi rajan asti hi ek mahan guna kitna deva krishnasya mukta sangha param brajit." My dear king, this Kali Yuga is ocean of faults. Nidhi is a treasure house of faults, so many faults. But there is one good quality in this age. What is that good quality? Asti bhi ek mahan guna, a great quality, good quality. What is that? Kitna deva krishnasya. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can be delivered from the clutches of this Kali Yuga and Maya. He can return back home, back to Godhead. This is a good quality only. So Kali Yuga is talking to Maharaja Parikshit. He said, "No doubt, during my time there will be so many bad things, but good qualities, people will be able to achieve the Supreme Lord. People will be able to return back home, back to Godhead, simple by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram." So, Kali said, "My dear king, I can stay only in certain places. I cannot stay everywhere. So, which are those places? First, wherever there is a meat eating, I stay there. Animal killing, meat eating, I stay there. wherever there is intoxication, drinking of liquor, wine, I stay there. Wherever there is an illicit sex life, I stay there. Wherever there is gambling, I stay there. I cannot stay everywhere. So, if you allow me, because this is my time now, you are very powerful king, you are a great devotee of Krishna, so kindly think over. So Parikshit Maharaj said, all right. But then Kali said, please give me one place more. What more you want? I can stay in the gold also. There is a vast residence of Kali in the gold. So Maharaja Parikshit granted him, okay, you can stay in the gold. So Maharaja Parikshit has a crown which was belonging to the Jarasandha. When there was a fight between Bhimsena and Jarasandha, and Jarasandha was killed, and this crown was there, so he was putting on that crown. And Kali entered in that crown, and Maharaja Parikshit insulted Samikrishi, and he was cursed by his son to die after 7 days. So devotees, what I want to say, His Divine Grace is saying in the purport, even in this age called Kali, the worst of all ages, it is said, Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Vasar. Lord Sri Krishna appeared as in this age of Kali in the form of His holy name, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, louder, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Krishna descends in this age, in this Kali Yuga, in the form of His holy name. This Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If we chant offenselessly, Ram and Krishna are still present in this age. Very important point here, devotees. His Divine Grace is saying, if we chant offenselessly, many times people don't understand this point. Sometime back, I was in Delhi. There, I happened to meet one person. He was a businessman, rich man. So I asked him, requested him to chant Hare Krishna. He started chanting. After some time, maybe, I don't know, 1 year or so, I came from abroad. One devotee, Sudarshan, he and this businessman, they came to see me at the airport. So this person's question was, he was talking in Hindi, darshan nahi huye, darshan nahi huye, I didn't see Krishna, I didn't see Krishna. People think that to see Krishna is so cheap. As long as chanting is not offenseless, one is not chanting offenselessly, and his consciousness is not purified, then Krishna is not so cheap. Krishna, in this age of Kali, is easy to approach him, easy to meet him, but not so easy, not so cheap that he is chanting for 1 year and now he wants to see Krishna. No. So, very, very important point Prabhupada is making, that if we chant offenselessly, dear devotees, in general, we are prone towards negativities. And we are conditioned souls in general. Except souls like Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. We are conditioned souls. We are conditioned different, degrees. Some are more conditioned, some are less conditioned. Some are in middle, but we are all conditioned souls. So conditioned soul means we are not normal. Like when air becomes conditioned, it's not normal. We can understand that it's very cold because air conditioned. Air is conditioned. So conditioned souls, we are full of offenses. One thing I like to point out all of you, the goal of life is to become Krishna conscious. Goal of life is to arouse our emotion, bhava. And how these emotions can be aroused? With pure devotion. What kind of devotion? Which is explained by the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Shikshastaka. Balari is saying, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitamba jagadish kame, mam janmani janmani ishwari, bhavat ad bhakti ohai tukitvai. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth. Nor do I desire beautiful woman. Nor do I want any number of followers. Nor do I want to become a big orator or a speaker. Then what do you want? I only want your causeless devotional service. Causeless devotional service means we are serving Lord but without expecting anything in return. No cause. Then only we can accomplish the goal of this human form of life. We should all remember me, you, he, she. The goal of life is not to try to make a permanent home in a temporary material world. This material world is a temporary place. Our bodies are temporary. We are not going to live for hundreds of years or thousands of years, no. So out of ignorance, out of our conditioned state, we are trying to make a permanent home in a temporary place in this material world. Very busy making big skyscraper buildings. We are trying to make material advancement. For how long? Materially speaking, doesn't matter how rich one may be. He may be a billionaire, millionaire, very big man, president of US, prime minister of India, doesn't matter. Materially he is very, very advanced. He is on the peak. But what is the end? With one stroke of death, everything is finished. But we are all ignorant of this fact. We are all trying to make a permanent home in a temporary miserable material world. We are not doing our real business. Our real business is to become Krishna conscious. Our real business is to understand who I am, from where I came, where I shall go after death, what is God, Krishna, and what is my relationship with Krishna. This is my real business. All other business are secondary business. Doesn't matter, one may be white, black, brown, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, doesn't matter. This is the business of everybody to become Krishna conscious. And in Prabhupada's beautiful books, he has explained this. So how we can accomplish the mission of this human form of life? Very simple. As Srila Prabhupada has mentioned here, that Lord Sri Krishna descended in this Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name. Before Yuga, Satyuga, Treta, Dwapar, he appeared as Krishna. He is Krishna, is the cause of all causes. Ete Chamsa Kalapamsam, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Indarari Vyakulam Lokam Mridyanti Yuge Yuge. Krishna is the cause of all causes. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He appeared age before this age. Before that, Lord Ram, Treta Yuga, Lord Ram appeared. He is also Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he is called Maryada Purushottam. Lord Sri Krishna is called Leela Purushottam. So Lord Ram performed beautiful pastimes. And before that, Hansa Bhagavan appeared in Satyuga. So Kaliyuga, we people of Kaliyuga, because we are very fallen, Lord has mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, Soharadam Sarva Bhutanam, I am the well-wisher of everyone. Lord Sri Krishna, he is the well-wisher of all of us. But we are our own enemy. By not following the Lord, by acting independently, by acting on the mental plane, committing so many sinful activities, trying to make a permanent home in a temporary miserable material world, and becoming more and more attached to sense enjoyment, so we become our own enemies. But Krishna is our well-wisher. So, Lord Sri Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, he has appeared in this Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name. All the names are wonderful, they are all transcendental. But these three names, Narayan, Ram and Krishna. One chant 1,000 times Narayan name is same Lord, different forms and different pastimes. One time Ram's name equal. 1,000 time Narayan name, one time Ram's name equal. 3 time Ram's names, one time Krishna's names is equal. So in this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. 3 names, Hare, Krishna and Ram. Hare is Hara, is Radharani, is Krishna's eternal potency. In addressing, it is Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. My dear Radharani, my dear Krishna, Krishna means who is all attractive. Ram means the reservoir of pleasure. Radharani is Krishna's eternal potency. She takes care of the spiritual world. Please engage me in your service. This is the meaning when we chant Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Please, and service, it's our business to render service. We are serving in this material world, but we are not satisfied. Why? Because we are supposed to serve the Supreme Personality of God and Lord Sri Krishna. A is serving B, B is serving C, C is serving A. But nobody is satisfied, nobody is happy. But if we learn to serve Krishna, to serve Ram, beyond any doubt we will be happy. And the real happiness is only in the holy name of the Lord, and especially this Mahamantra. This Mahamantra, you know, the devotees of the Lord, like Naraji, so many other great Vaishnavas, they always think of others. We selfish people of Kali Yuga, we think of ourselves, but devotees think of others. When Kali Yuga was going to begin, Naraji Maharaj, a great devotee, always my humble request to all of you is, be very respectful to Naraji Maharaj. He is the great devotee, greatest devotee. And Dhruparaladadi, they are all Naraji's disciples. So Naraji Maharaj went to his father Brahmaji. He said, my dear father, now Kali Yuga is coming. So how I can protect myself from the onslaught of this Kali Yuga? So Brahmaji smiled. Brahmaji said, my dear son, I can understand why you are asking this question. You are always thinking of others. And this Kali Yuga cannot do anything to you because you are totally surrendered to the Lord, totally surrendered to the Krishna, and you are always protected by Him. But I can understand why you are asking this question, because you are thinking of the people of Kali Yuga. My dear son, one who will chant this Mahamantra, which has 16 words, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He can be protected from the onslaught of this age of Kali. He can be protected from the bad facts of this Kali Yuga. And I mentioned earlier, but chanting should be offenselessly. The 10 offenses, as all of you know, first offense, to blaspheme the devotees of the Lord who have dedicated their life for propagating of the holy name of the Lord. Anybody who is offensive to the devotees, he has no deliverance. You know, when Jagai and Badai were being delivered by the mercy of Nityananda, then Lord Chaitanya, it's mentioned in Gaur Katha that though these two brothers, they were Brahmins, and it's mentioned they were eating even cow flesh 500 years back, killing people, murdering, there were prostitution, and looting people, thieves, all kind of vices these two guys have. But they didn't offend the devotees, Vaishnavas. It's mentioned in the Gaur Katha. So both of them were delivered, first by Nityananda Bhagavan, then by Chaitanya Bhagavan. So, chanting should be offenseless, no offense. But generally, because we are conditioned souls, we are full of offenses. But we have to be very careful. And Prabhupada has mentioned one thing more, that in the beginning, chanting will be offensive chanting. Then gradually there will be clearing stage. Then gradually one will progress further. And then rati and bhava. Then gradually one will make progress. Beginning, we are offensive. But we should keep in our mind, before the end of my life comes, end of life is approaching very fast. All of you know, whole world is suffering from this corona viruses, corona disease. So many people are dying. India has become very epidemic. This has come from the other countries, England and other countries. Now many people are getting affected by this disease. And people are dying also. So, we should chant offenselessly, no offense. Free ourselves from offense. One thing I like to stress, when we chant, generally because we are conditioned souls, what we do? We, when we go to the temple, I'm talking about Indian temples, Hindu temples, a lady or a gentleman will go, he will put some paisa in the donation box and pray to the Lord, "My Lord, I am offering you 10 rupees. Before I used to offer 10 paisa, now 10 rupees. Please, you are the owner, controller of everything. Please give me the benefit of 1 million rupees, 10 lakhs. Material desires. People go to the temple, "I want to marry that beautiful woman, please help me." Girl goes, "I want to marry that boy." No more material desires. Our great Acharya Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada said, "Annavilashata shunnam, jnan karmadi anavritam, anukullena krishnanu shunnam bhaktir uttama." Material desire must be zero. No more material desire. But Prabhupada has explained, these desires cannot be finished, but they can be spiritualized. In spite of desiring material things, this, that, we only desire one thing. My Lord, Sri Krishna, how I can become your real devotee? How I can become your pure devotee? How I can serve you selflessly? How I can think of you all the time? Desires are there, but they are spiritualized. So most important thing is, we don't ask anything from the Lord. To ask anything from the Lord is just like, I'm citing one example here in India. A person, a little boy, is taking him to the school. Before he take him to the school, he take the boy to in the stationery store to buy certain things for him, copy, pencil, you know, whatever is required for him. A little boy looks around. There's so many things are lying in the stationery store. Ask his father, I want this. He wants the whole store. Father says, keep quiet, I know what you require. Without asking, Lord, Father will buy for him. Similarly, whatever is the requirement, Krishna will give us. We should not ask him anything from him other than pure devotion to him. At present, dear devotees, from different part of US and different part of the world, we are suffering. Why we are suffering? Because we have lost devotion. We are not devotees. We have become devotees, no devotees. When there is no devotion, then there is no emotion, no bhava. People are emotionless, no emotion. When there is no emotion, then there will be only commotion, problems. And then there will be no promotion to the spiritual world. One should remember this notion. We will go to the cycle of birth and death. So devotion is the gift of Srila Prabhupada to the whole world. When Prabhupada started this movement, from India, he went with $7 only. He didn't bribe anybody, but he changed their hearts. People, those who were suffering from materialistic way of life, when they came in contact with Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada gave them this Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada gave them this holy name, this chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. This movement was started from Tompkins Square Park simply by chanting. Let us have little chanting. All of you can repeat after me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody chant. Bolo jor se, bolo louder. Awaaz nikalo.
Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Nitaye Gauranga Nitaye Gauranga,
Nitaye Gauranga, Nitaye Gauranga,
Nitaye Gauranga, Nitaye Gauranga,
Nitaye Gauranga, Nitaye Gauranga,
Nitaye Gauranga, Nitaye Gauranga, Gaur Hari,
Nitaye
Jaya Sachinandan Gaur Hari Jaya Patita Paman Gaur Hari
Patita Paman
Gaur Hari Yuga Avatari Gaur Hari Nadiya Bihari Gaur Hari
Nadiya Bihari Gaur Hari
Kalimala Hari Gaur Hari
Kalimala Hari Gaur Hari
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare Hare. Hari Hara, Krishna. Yadavaya Namah Hari Hara Hari Hara Namah Hari Hara Hari Hara Namah Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namah Gopal Govindaram Shrimad Bhushudam Giridhari Gopinath Madhana Mohan Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Sita Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavat Gita Shirobhse Sanatan Bhat Raguna Shri Jiva Gopal Bhat Das Raguna Eche Gosai Kari Charana Banda Jahan Hai Te Bhigan Nash Avita Pura Eche Gosai Yad Mui Tarada
Eche Gosai Yad
Tasavara Padarenu Mura Panchagra Tandera Charan Sevi Bhakta Saneva Janame Janame Hari Hei Avila Eche Gosai Jabe Brij Koilava Radha Krishna Nita Leela Karina Prada Anande Bolo Hari Bhajo Vrindava
Anande Bolo Hari
Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Madhaiyama Shri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Kariya Naam Sankirtan Kahe Narottam Das Narottam Das Jaya Narottam Das Patita Paman Narottam Das Nitai Gaur Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Nitai Gaur Hari Bo निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे. डियर डिवोटीज ब्रदर्स एंड मदर्स, दिस इज द ओनली वे टू डिलीवर अवर सेल्फ फ्रॉम द नेशंस ऑफ दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. चांटिंग चांटिंग द होली नेम एंड दिस चांटिंग हरे कृष्ण मंत्र. इट इज मेंशन गोलोकेरा प्रेमा धन हरि नाम संकीर्तन एंड दिस हरि नाम वाज ब्रॉट टू दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड बाय लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु. देन इज मेंशन रतिना जन्मी लोकेना ताए आई हैव डेवलप्ड एनी लव फॉर दिस चांटिंग. दिस इज माय मिसफॉर्च्यून. सो कुछ हो रहा है मधुप्रिया? क्या हो रहा है?
किसी ने स्पीकर ऑन कर लिया था.
ठीक है. सो ऑलवेज रिमेंबर प्लीज चांट योरसेल्फ एंड टू होम एवर यू मीट टेल देम टू चांट. लॉर्ड चैतन्य सेड अमार आज्ञा गुरु होइया तारो ए देश. वेर एवर यू आर यू बिकम ए स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर गुरु. वन कैन सी हाउ आई कैन बिकम स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर आई डोंट नो एनीथिंग. द लॉर्ड चैतन्य सेज जारे देखा तारे को हो कृष्ण उपदेश. टू होम एवर यू मीट टेल देम टू चांट हरे कृष्णा. प्रभुपाद यूज्ड टू से डोंट गिव योर उपदेश बट रिपीट बट कृष्णा हैज सेड. कृष्णा सेज सरेंडर टू मी एंड वी हैव टू टेल सरेंडर टू कृष्णा. सो डिवोटीज इफ वी चांट ऑफेंसलेसली हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे आर स्टिल प्रेजेंट इन दिस एज. द किंगडम ऑफ राम वॉज इमीडिएटली पॉपुलर एंड बेनिफिशियल एंड द स्प्रेडिंग ऑफ दिस हरे कृष्ण मूवमेंट कैन इमीडिएटली इंट्रोड्यूस ए सिमिलर सिचुएशन इवन इन दिस कलयुग. ये महाभागवत वैष्णव Srila Prabhupada is saying, if you simply chant this Mahamantra, chant and spread this movement in the situation which was prevailing at the time of Lord Ramchandra, what was that? People, all bodily and mental of suffering, no suffering, disease and old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear and fatigue were completely absent. And this can happen in this age also if we take to this chanting. In the Brahat Nardiya Puran it is mentioned Harirnama Harirnama Harirnamaiva Kevalam कलो नास्ते बनास्ते बनास्ते गतिर अन्यथा. टू क्रॉस दिस ओशन ऑफ नेशंस दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज ओशन ऑफ नेशंस ओनली वे इज टू चांट द होली नेम चांट द होली नेम चांट द होली नेम. देयर इज नो अदर वे देयर इज नो अदर वे देयर इज नो अदर वे. सो लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज सेइंग उठी थे बैसी थे खाई थे सुई थे स्टैंडिंग सिटिंग ईटिंग स्लीपिंग यथा तथा नाम ले. यू टेक द चंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम राम. देश काल नियम ना ही सर्व सिद्धि हो. इट्स नॉट दैट यू कैन चांट नाउ and you cannot chant. No, all any time you can chant. So we should remember Krishna all the time and head towards the purity. Prabhupada used to say Shuddhena Satta. We have to purify our existence. And how we can purify our existence? Simply by chanting offenselessly. This Mahamantra. This Mahamantra has delivered so many fallen souls during the in the time of Lord Chaitanya. And Srila Prabhupada just proved. Lord Chaitanya predicted, Prithivi charcha yatra nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoi moranam. In all the towns and villages of the world, my name will be sung. My name will be propagated. It's happening now. Prabhupada has spread this chanting all over the world. So dear devotees, Prabhupada has done his marvelous, wonderful, Herculean job, and he has gone back to Godhead. Now it's the duty of all of us, me, you, he, she. Those who have some intelligence, we should take to this chanting very seriously and spread all around. Chant ourself also first, and then tell others to chant. A person is smoking cigarette and tells others, you don't smoke. But if he is smoking, how he can do? If we will chant, then others will also chant. First we chant, same time we preach, tell others to chant this Mahamantra. So, are you time? Oh, yeah.
Question answers.
Achha, abhi time ho gaya. So I wanted to go to the next verse, but now time has finished. So I like to thank all of you, all the brothers, mothers, sisters, daughters, young and old, everybody. Thank you very much. And now if you have any question, please feel free to ask the question. We can't hear properly, you know, it's not clear. I can't hear, voice is not clear, it's faltering voice.
Can you hear now, Manish?
Yes, I can now, yes.
Thank you so much,
yes. It's my pleasure, Mataji. Some disturbance is there, you know, I don't know what's that.
So I request devotees, you can raise your hands so that we can unmute.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, all Gurus to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so very much for having me. And as you, giving you a valuable time and association. We are very, very happy today. Our dream came true. I was dreaming like from 6 years that you should come on the call and give your association. We do chanting every morning and then Bhagavatam class every day. So devotees feel very blessed today by your presence. Thank you so much. Yeah, we request everyone, please raise hand, and one person should be unmuted at one time because, it's giving a lot of echo. So thank you so much.
Devotees, if anybody
would like to talk to Maharaj, Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Thank you so much.
I heard your so many lectures on YouTube, and it's so nice to see you live today. So it's my fortune. Thank you so much, Maharaj. So Maharaj, my question is, like, you mentioned that ultimately we have to have devotion. I have been practicing and chanting since last 4 years, but still I think that I have not developed any devotion. Like, I am following the principles, I am following the practice, but I have not developed any devotion yet. So what can I do to develop devotion for Krishna?
Bansidari.
Yes,
Bansidari, it's a gradual process. There must be some, you know, offenses. Chanting must be offensive. It's a gradually. Gradually you will progress. 4 years sometimes takes a lifetime.
Yes.
So while practicing spiritual life, Krishna consciousness, patience must be there, punctuality must be there, regularity must be there, and one has to be very, very careful following the rules and regulations. Then gradually you will see the difference. It won't happen like this, no. It will take time. So when there is no progress, then we should think there must be some offenses on my part. That's why I am not making any progress. You understand?
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Welcome. You are from Bihar? No.
No, MP.
Madhya Pradesh, which place?
Indore.
Okay. Who is your Guru Maharaj?
His Holiness
Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. How to devotion while doing a job?
How? Repeat your question.
How to do devotion while doing a job?
Important for to have the job. You cannot maintain without job.
No.
So then do one thing. It is recommended in the Nectar of Devotion by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, and repeated by Srila Prabhupada. One who has a job. Actually, we are not supposed to do anything here in this material world, because we do not belong to this material world. Sooner or later we shall be kicked out of, me, you, he, she, everybody. So if we have a job, then we should give the 50% of our income in the service of Krishna. Then you are working for Krishna. It is in the Nectar of Devotion. If you read the preface, it's mentioned there.
Yes.
You give the result of your work to Krishna, in the service of Krishna, then gradually you will be purified, chant Hare Krishna, follow the regulatory principles.
Hare Krishna.
You are from US?
Oh, Maharaj, I am from Bilaspur.
Achha, you are from Bilaspur?
Bilaspur.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Now I request,
Hare Krishna.
Accept my respect. Thank you so much for your very, very wonderful class and also kirtans in between, because you're telling the glories of the holy name and then you're following it up with kirtan. It is so nice that we can, you know, chant with absorption. So my question is, Maharaja, as you say, you know, I am not able to progress because of offenses. And over the period of so many years, I have committed so many offenses. Nama Parat, Seva Parat, Vaishnava Parat. And I can see that because of that, I'm not able to progress and or especially chant more or, you know, preach nicely as I want to do. So what to do for the offenses that's already done?
Gradually, you will be able to neutralize them gradually. If you remember that I have committed offense to this person, you can go and apologize him. And if you don't know, then in mind you can apologize. If I have committed offense to anybody, please forgive me. Prabhupada has personally told me this. In the mind you can mention. Ask for forgiveness. Try to be conscious of your offenses and pray to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is very, very kind. And these both Lord Gaur Nitai, Panchatattva, they are very merciful. This in Bhajan is mentioned. Dayal Nitai Chaitanya Bal Nachedeya Maraman. Dayal Nitai Chaitanya Bal Nachedeya Maraman. Nachedeya Maraman. Nache de amaraman, nache de amaraman, nache de dayalani tai chetanya bale, nache de amaraman, dayalani tai chetanya, nache de amaraman. Eman dayal to naiye, maar khaye prem de. Eman dayal to naiye, maar khaye prem de. Apraad dur jave, paave premadan. Apraad name apraad विचार तो नहीं है नामे अपराध विचार तो नहीं है कृष्ण नामे रुचि हवे रुचि वे बंधन कृष्ण नाम रुचि हवे रुचि वे बंधन कृष्ण नामे अनुराग तो हवे है कृष्ण नामे अनुराग तो हवे अनायासे सफल हवे जीवेरा जीवन अनायासे कृष्ण रति बिना जीवन तो मिछे है कृष्ण रति बिना जीवन तो मिछे वृंदावन राधा श्याम रे पावे दर्शन वृंदावन श्याम पावे दर्शन दयाल नीताए चैतन्य बल नाच रे मन मन दयाल नीताए माता जी इट इज मेंशन दैट दिस टू ब्रदर्स नीताए चैतन्य By remembering them, I am dancing. My mind is dancing. Why? Because the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, you chant their names and they don't take offenses. They forgive. Before you chant Hare Krishna, you must not forget Panchatattva Mantra. Especially pray to Gaur Nitai, pray to Nityananda, pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then it's mentioned, un dono namo, dono ke suman aur koi itna dayalu nahi hai. There is nobody more merciful than the Chaitanya Nitai. What is their mercy? People are beating them. Madaya hit Lord Nityananda on his forehead. is bleeding, still is giving them the prem, love of Krishna he has given them. उन्होंने भगवत प्रेम प्रदान किया, हे मेरे मन, उनके नामों का जप उच्चारण करने से, उनके पवित्र नामों का जप करते समय अपराधों पर विचार नहीं किया जाता. When you chant the name of God Nitai, there is no question of offense. They forgive. This is mentioned. Some devotee did mention his name, and they don't take offense to God Nitai. इस नाम जप द्वारा आप कृष्ण के नाम का उच्चारण करने में रुचि विकसित कर लेंगे, तब भौतिक अस्तित्व से तुम्हारा बंधन नष्ट हो जाएगा. By chanting regularly, praying to the mercy of God Nitai, you know, gradually you will develop some, you know, love for Krishna, and your this material existence will be vanished. So then in the end it is mentioned, my mind, if you chant the name of Krishna, then you will develop some attachment with Krishna's lotus feet, and that time your life will be successful, and you will become attached to Krishna without, you know, the mercy of God Nitai. Without the mercy of Krishna, this life is waste, is useless. And if Lord Gauranga be merciful, then in the end of our life, we will be in Vrindavan, and we will see Shri Radha and Krishna. So God Nitai, very merciful, pray to them repeatedly, they will free you from the offenses. As per this song. Okay? You are from South India? Welcome. You are from South India?
I'm basically from South India.
Now
I'm in Canada.
I'm not able to hear. Where in Canada you are?
I'm in Toronto.
Okay. You are from Tamil Nadu?
Yes, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Maharaj. It was very nice and so much of blissful in your class. Maharaj, my question is, sometimes Krishna tried to test us. It's very difficult to have a full faith and continue in devotional service. How we can have that strong faith and determination when Krishna is trying to test?
You know, as long as our mind is impure, mind is not pure, it will distract us from, you know, devotion to Sri Krishna. But Krishna recommends in the chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, he says that abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagena jagriyate. Keep on trying. Try is the key of success. Understand that my mind is unclean, that's why he is distracting me from Krishna consciousness and giving me trouble. So then what you do, you try to remember Krishna again and again. Try to follow the rules and regulations and nicely, and pray to God Nitai, pray to Panchatattva, and gradually you will make development. And then think another thing, two things Krishna has recommended. Practice and vairagya. Vairagya means sooner or later we are going to give up this material world. We are not going to be here permanently. This material world is not our home. Vairag, that we should think. This is a fact. Nobody is going to live here forever. Sooner or later we shall all be kicked out of here. You understand?
Yes,
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
If the devotees have any other question, then end the call here.
Maharaj, thank you once again so much for such
Hare Krishna.
A very valuable time and association to us. It gives such a beautiful aesthetic of gems and kirtan. We are so fortunate to have you join.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.